Welcome to a new episode of the Osteomag podcast. Some pains never seem to truly go away. Your back stays tense. Your breathing remains shallow. Your shoulders rise without you even noticing. Your stomach stays knotted. Your body keeps moving forward, as if it were carrying something invisible. And sometimes, even when medical tests are reassuring, the suffering remains very real. Why? Today, we explore a profound question. What if the body also kept a memory of what we have lived through? A silent memory. Invisible. But sometimes written into the muscles, the fascia, the posture, and even the way we breathe. The body does not speak with words. It speaks through tension. A clenched jaw. Rigid shoulders. A locked diaphragm. Shallow breathing. A pelvis that seems frozen. In everyday language, we often say, I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders. It feels like my throat is tightening. My stomach is tied in knots. What if these expressions were more real than we think? When an intense emotion arises, fear, anger, humiliation, sadness, the body reacts immediately. The heart rate changes. The muscles contract. Breathing shifts. The nervous system enters protection mode. Normally, the body eventually returns to balance. But sometimes, certain reactions never fully release. And the body continues quietly protecting itself, even after the danger has passed. Why do some tensions become chronic? Because the nervous system learns. It remembers. When a person experiences prolonged stress, emotional wounds, or difficult life events, certain areas of the body can remain stuck in a state of alert. Again. And again. And again. Until that protection becomes the new normal. The diaphragm no longer breathes freely. The shoulders remain elevated. The pelvis loses mobility. Sleep becomes less restorative. The body keeps functioning, but at the cost of an immense amount of inner energy. Physician and psychoanalyst Wilhelm Reich was already speaking in the 1930s about what he called muscular armor. According to him, certain chronic tensions can become a form of bodily defense. The body learns to hold back. To hold back an emotion. To hold back a reaction. Sometimes even to hold back a part of oneself. And where does osteopathy fit into all of this? Osteopathy does not simply aim to make a joint move. It also seeks to understand how the body has organized itself around pain. The osteopath may observe breathing, posture, fascial tension, mobility of the diaphragm, muscle tone, and protective patterns that have been present for a long time. Because sometimes, pain is not only mechanical. It also reflects a story of adaptation. Osteopathic treatment may then help too. Restore mobility. Reduce certain tensions. Calm the nervous system, improve breathing, and encourage a greater sense of safety in the body. And sometimes, when the body finally feels safe, something begins, slowly, to let go. Some people then experience deeper breathing, a feeling of lightness, a deep fatigue finally beginning to lift, sometimes even an emotion rising unexpectedly to the surface. This is not magic. The body simply carries its own memory and its own way of recovering. But remember this, osteopathy does not replace medical or psychological care when suffering becomes overwhelming. Certain situations require specialized support, severe anxiety, panic attacks, intrusive traumatic memories, persistent unexplained pain, significant emotional distress, or the feeling of no longer being able to cope. In these situations, seeking help is essential. Remember this. The body does not always forget what the mind tries to move past too quickly. Some tensions become silent forms of protection. And behind certain chronic pains, there is sometimes simply a body trying to keep going. Understanding this does not mean that everything is emotional. But it reminds us of something important: the body and the mind never function completely separately. Sometimes, relieving pain also begins by giving the body a space where it no longer needs to defend itself constantly. And perhaps healing is not only about removing pain. Perhaps it is also about slowly learning how to inhabit one's own body again with more safety, movement, and presence. Thank you for listening to the Osteomag podcast. Take care of your health. And see you soon.